This is VOA News, reporting via remote. I'm Jeff Custer. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is praising the work of his troops in the eastern Donbas region and said Russia had not expected to meet such resistance, as Moscow is claiming to have assumed control of almost all but one of the provinces that make up the region. After weeks of focusing its attacks on eastern Ukraine, Russian Defense Minister Sergei Shoigu said late Tuesday Russian forces now controlled 97% of Luhansk province. Zelensky said in his nightly video address Tuesday, the absolutely heroic defense of the Donbas continues. He added that Russia has made no significant advances in the region during the past day. The Donbas region also includes Donetsk province and has been the key objective for Russia since it was turned away from efforts to advance on the Ukrainian capital Kyiv 2 months ago. Fighting has been particularly intense in the key Luhansk city of Severodonetsk, where Russian and Ukrainian forces have been engaging in street-to-street battles. Norway, meanwhile, has announced it is stepping up its arms shipments to Ukraine to help in its fight against Russia. Associated Press correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Norway's defense minister says the government is donating heavy artillery with equipment, spare parts and munitions to Ukraine, enabling the country to, he says, withstand the Russian attacks, framing the offer as a substantial contribution. The Scandinavian country's armed forces recently has replaced M109 artillery guns with new artillery from South Korea, with 22 of the munitions going to Ukraine. Norway adds that it's also trained Ukrainian forces to operate the guns in Germany. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A White House spokesperson said Tuesday the United States will be providing Ukraine with unmanned coastal defense vessels and also working with allies and partners to provide anti-ship missiles and systems to Ukraine. This is VOA News. Following talks with Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov Wednesday, Turkish Foreign Minister Mevlüt Çavuşoğlu said a United Nations plan for creating a grain corridor to carry Ukrainian agricultural products was feasible. Speaking alongside Lavrov at a news conference in Ankara, Çavuşoğlu said the plan required a negotiation between Moscow and Kyiv. There was no Ukrainian representative at the Ankara meeting, but Kyiv has expressed concerns that if it removes mines from its Black Sea ports, Russia would be able to attack its southern coast more easily. Çavuşoğlu also called legitimate Moscow's request that its involvement in implementing the UN plan should result in the easing of sanctions against it. Ukraine isn't one of the world's largest exporters of wheat, corn, and sunflower oil, but the war and a Russian blockade of its ports have halted much of that flow, endangering global food supplies. A New Zealand study published Wednesday has revealed what scientists say is the presence of microplastics in Antarctic snow for the first time. From Sydney, Phil Mercer reports for VOA.
Microplastics are smaller than a grain of rice. Researchers from the University of Canterbury in Christchurch, New Zealand, say the small particles of plastic were found at 19 sites across the Ross Island region of Antarctica. Academics say it's possible the tiny particles traveled thousands of kilometers through the air. Dr. Laura Revel is an associate professor in environmental physics at the University of Canterbury. She says microplastics can be damaging to people and wildlife.
We know that microplastics are harmful to humans when inhaled and to marine microorganisms when ingested. They can also carry toxic substances such as heavy metals and other pollutants. So atmospheric transport of microplastics might mean that some pollutants can reach remote and sensitive environments that they otherwise wouldn't be able to.
She hopes the research will lead to greater international efforts to curb plastic pollution. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.
Emergency responders in Germany say a man drove a car into pedestrians in a popular Berlin shopping district Wednesday, killing at least one person and injuring at least eight others. A police spokesman said the man drove into people on the street corner at about 10:30 a.m. local time before getting back in the car or getting the car back on the road and then crashing into a shop window about a block down. Emergency responders say eight people were injured, while police estimate more than a dozen were hurt, several of them seriously. A police spokesman said the driver was apparently detained by passersby before being arrested swiftly by police who were near the scene. Police say the man was driving a small car but had no more information about the suspect or what he may have said to police. Repeating the hour's top news story, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is praising the work of his troops in eastern Donbas region as Russia is claiming to have assumed control of almost all